In the red Republican suburb of Colleyville, Democrats are organizing.
Tariff County.
Some 50 of them have gathered at the home of their local club's president to hear from the chairman of the Texas Democratic Party, Gilberto Hinojosa. He tells them why their party next year can break the lock Republicans have had on every statewide office for two decades.
They have allowed their party to move so far to the right that it doesn't at all represent the beliefs and the dreams of mainstream Texans.
Then pulling off his suit coat and rolling up his white shirt sleeves, Hinojosa talks about who will lead the way. He recalls the now mythic event, State Senator Wendy Davis's 11-hour filibuster of a bill that would ban most abortions in Texas.
The actions intended by our state leaders on this particular bill hurt Texans.
Hundreds opposed to the bill packed the Capitol to stand with Wendy. When Republicans tried to shut down her filibuster, the crowd cut loose, causing so much disruption the bill died. Though it would be passed in a later session, Davis rocketed to national fame.
What these Republicans did was they created a movement in the state of Texas. Behind this woman, we have a candidate that excites the passion of Texans like I've never seen before, even more than Ann.
Ann Richards was the last Democrat and the second woman to occupy the Texas governor's office. Hinojosa believes Davis's popularity could attract enough new Democratic voters to make her the third. And he believes she can overcome the 630,000 vote difference that separated Rick Perry and Democrat Bill White in the governor's race 4 years ago.
You're going to have new Democratic voters that are part of the base that haven't voted in the past. You're going to have a lot of people who have traditionally voted for Republican candidates who are a little tired of the social agenda of right-wing Republicans. And then you're going to see a lot more bigger margin of younger voters coming out, kind of like what you saw with Barack Obama in 2008.
I don't think Wendy Davis is exciting enough to overcome the numbers that we're looking at.
Republican pollster Mike Basilis says it's all a fantasy.
The state of Texas provides about 4 out of 7 votes for Republican candidates statewide, and that's not going to change in 2014. It may change in 2024, but we're a long way off from there.
At the Colleyville organizing event, Tarrant County's Democratic chair, Deborah Peoples, rationalizes the Democrats' long losing streak this way.
Texas is not a red state. It's a non-voting state. Residents here don't go to the polls in the same kinds of numbers that residents in other states do. They've decided that the election has already forecast or foretold. And so once we put good Democrats on the ballot, people will then go to the polls and vote for them.
That's right. You heard people say Democrats, plural. She and others like Mark Bauer believe that if Davis runs for governor, she'll help elect other Democrats further down the ballot.
Everywhere from House district races all the way down to justices of the peace, constables will get such a benefit having her at the top of the ticket.
But Republican pollster Basilis says the big event that launched Davis gives his party the issue it needs to defeat her.
Go ahead, run a campaign on abortion statewide and see what happens in a conservative state like Texas. It can cost you votes. Some people at the end of the day will be distancing themselves from Wendy Davis.
The volatility of the abortion issue may be why Hinojosa talks about Davis challenging a Republican opponent like Greg Abbott on women's health issues instead of abortion. On issues like education, where Republicans have cut funding. With Davis's announcement coming next week, Hinojosa leaves Colleyville Democrats with this message.
Don't ask Wendy to run. Don't ask her to run unless you're willing to do a lot more than you've ever done in your life for this campaign.
He says to defy the odds, they'll have to roll up their sleeves and fight. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.